advisor to the minister, Branko Selar, assistant director of police, Mr. Sinkovic, director of the police academy training center in Gotinica, Mr. Franz Berkopec. There, we have you. Police attaché, Mr. Franz Didier Bouillan. Head of the Peace Support Operations Unit, Vladimir Pocek. There you are, looking at the faces. Police Inspector Alice Grudnik. There you are. Of course, the most important today, the course participants and the team of trainers. My name is Ola Wolter. I work for the Swedish National Bureau of Investigation and the Peace Support Operation Unit. And first of all, I would like to thank all the participants for last night. I think we had a wonderful time together at the closing dinner. So thank you for that. Hope you had good memories from that. I would also like to start saying thank you and congratulations to all the participants as well as the trainers for 2 weeks. 2 weeks of hard work, intense work, and I hope when you reflect on it further on that you also see that a lot of things came out of it. Training is really a key to success for development. And everybody who works with training really knows how much hard work you actually have to put in to get a great output of it. This training is unique, and why do I say it's unique? Well, the purpose of this training is to enhance the life of those in our world who does not have it as well as we do. That is why I think this training is very unique in its idea. And the will that you have shown, taking upon the responsibility to be a trainer for those of your colleagues and friends who will go out to peacekeeping operations and enhance the life of others and develop the skills and knowledge to our colleagues and the local police in the various missions, is a great task, but it's an important task, especially when it comes to promote the human rights. I think this training is extremely unique in its kind. And of course, with that, I would like to extend my deepest gratitude to Ms. Alice for the great work that you have really put into it. And this region is really special and unique in many ways, but I think the great part for the future is that you now have a huge opportunity to make it really unique in the eyes of the world when it comes to training and peacekeeping operation purposes. You can show the rest of the world how efficient and well actually this training can be conducted and how much you can benefit when it comes to an interculture environment. So that's really a great task for you to think about in the future. I also just like to say shortly about this training. The participants has really been working hard with processes. You have been working hard with the BOPS model. Now, don't let the BOPS model steer your life for the future. Use it in a transparent way. You have worked with CPTM and STM, and as always within the UN system, it's just abbreviations and abbreviations. Really, it's so difficult to get used to it. I would like to say as well, you know, when it comes to training, be able to create a good learning environment is actually the key also for being able to develop knowledge out of it. And that is the thing that comes within all participants and trainers' responsibility to take upon that and create a great learning environment. And just being here for 2 days, and though I really sent that is what you have been able to do. You have been able to create a fantastic learning environment where there has been great friendship and is great friendship. I would like to say to you, course participants, this is your day, and congratulations to that. And enjoy the glance that you are in, because you are the ones who have really done a fantastic job. Remember what I just said about making this region unique when it comes to this training. For all of those of you who comes from other countries, please bring it back to you and work hard to see in what way, in what best way, you can make this cooperation sustainable for the future. I'd like to thank the Police Academy and the Peace Support Operation in Slovenia for setting up this course. It's a fantastic environment that we see here, and I think you have the best opportunities to really make something fantastic in this region with this training facilities as well. And then I would like to extend my deepest thanks, of course, to my Swedish team of trainers under the lead of Åke Thorin. We have Petra, Eva, Katinka, and BP. Once again, I'm really proud to be able to work together with you. Thanks for that. And finally, I would like you to remember that, like I said from the beginning, the intention of this work, what we want to achieve with it, remember the friendship that has come out of it. And why is that? Well, to the purpose of this course, where there is friendship, there is also peace. So think about that. Thank you all.